Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you have kind of reached out pretty ticked off because you got COVID. You were told you had to bust your butt and get a provider to write you the Paxlovid, the medication that we have that's approved for COVID. You got to get it within 5 days. And if you don't, you're poop out of luck. And you seem to be kind of hitting these little figurative landmines as you go. So, for example, right, you take a home COVID test. The home COVID test doesn't show up positive. Day one may not show up positive day two. You end up finally showing a positive day three or four. Some of these tests will hit it right out the gate, and you'll be positive day one. But some of you don't find out till you're day three or four. Then you end up calling your telemedicine company. And you think, look, telemedicine, I have $0 copay or a minimum copay. This is fantastic. I'll be able to just call it in, get the prescription, and I'll make it right under the wire. Telemedicine provider goes, hi, sorry, we're not allowed to write it over the phone. Has to be done in person. Got to make sure your liver's okay, your kidney's okay. There's no drug interaction. So I'm not taking any drugs. I believe you, but there has to be... It has to be done by a provider that can access your database, look at your records, etc. So now you have less than a day to find a medical provider. Telemedicine provider says, contact your doctor. Or you could go to an urgent care. Or you could go to a pharmacy. Well, you're like, well, wow, that's a lot of options. Pharmacy. Well, July 6th, the FDA said that pharmacists can now start dispensing Paxlovid. That's fantastic. But you need to bring in your blood work in the last year. They need to look at your liver, look at your kidneys, be able to access your medicine database to see if there's any interactions. All right. Well, you go to call pharmacists, and they're like, nope, we don't have the protocol yet. No, we're not ready for that yet. Well, of course not. You need staff. You need time. Takes on a lot of liability. The pharmacist might have thought this was awesome originally, but in practicality, you got every Tom, Dick, and Harry coming in with COVID, and now you have COVID-positive people coming into your pharmacy. Not the easiest thing to deal with. You contact your medical provider. Your medical provider's like, I'm not writing it. Say what? Yeah, I'm not writing it yet. Why not? It's FDA approved. It's emergency FDA approved, but why aren't you writing it yet? It seems to work. It's working on President Biden. You know, it seemed to work on, did Steve Colbert take it too? I forget. Dr. Fauci took it. Why aren't you writing it? Well, we're just not writing it yet. Then you go to the urgent cares. The urgent cares, why are you coming here with COVID? So a lot of you guys have been very, very frustrated. And I was asked last night by one of my listeners, why the hell aren't doctors writing it? Well, they are. Doctors are writing Paxlovid. They are. But you do notice a lot of doctor hesitancy or nurse practitioner hesitancy or PA hesitancy. Well, why is that? Well, as I've explained before on the show, all right, the CDC, FDA, they make these moves that seem to be groundbreaking. All of a sudden, no notice. Guys, this is what you do. Go ahead and do it. However, the lawyers and the other sort of realms and medical boards and Yelp reviews and things like that, those haven't really caught up yet. So if a doctor writes something they're not very comfortable with and there's an adverse event or somebody gets sick anyway or whatever, doctors are still a little iffy on how much protection they get liability-wise. I know that makes you guys groan going, all right, well, doctors are worried about their, you know, cover your ass, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but remember, if a doctor gets sued, if a doctor loses their license, they're good to nobody. So when a new medicine comes out, doesn't even have to be a COVID medication. Anytime a new medicine comes out, there's always doctor hesitancy. Viagra. I was very hesitant in writing Viagra. And I'm glad I was, because what happened early on in the Viagra rollout? People were dropping with low blood pressure, and they found out, oh, wait a second, if you're taking nitrites or nitrates to for heart conditions or to lower your blood pressure, this could be pretty dangerous. And then everybody got the memo. And after that, I'm like, okay, now I'll write it. But I'll only write it if I could check the person's heart to make sure they don't have heart disease, because somebody has erectile dysfunction. They could also have heart disease because the vessels are having issues. Vessels to the penis is having an issue. Maybe the vessels to the heart are having an issue. So I was very slow to write Viagra. I was very slow to write some of the statin medications. The new ones, until I was comfortable. Some of the new diabetes medications. And the reason why is, we know that whenever a drug comes out and it's studied in a clinical trial process, we'll always find out new information about it in the real world setting. So I personally think Paxlovid is safe, because the type of medications it uses has been long used in, you know, HIV and hepatitis. And so antivirals I am comfortable with. But a lot of other doctors are like, but wait a second, there's a whole slew of medications you can't mix it with. And I need to check their liver disease. I need to check their kidney disease. So if your regular doctor hasn't seen you in 2 years because you haven't had a physical or COVID or whatever, and you haven't had blood work, now that medical provider has to tell you, well, you have to come in and do blood work. Now you get mad at that medical provider. That medical provider doesn't have time to start arguing with every single person who has COVID, which seems to be everybody these days. So a lot of offices are saying, sorry, guys, we're just not writing it here. So I get the frustration. And this is why early on I've always said, make sure you have a regular doctor, make sure you're going in for your regular checkups, because those individuals who were already on their doctor's radar, already had regular workups, doctor knew your liver was good, your kidneys were good, they're the only ones writing your medication, so they know you're not taking a statin or Viagra or other things that could interact with Paxlovid, they could write it. But everybody else has to start from scratch. And if you only have a 5-day window, it's really hard to get in as a new patient or as a for another physical. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. See that? I said thank you to all who tune in who really do appreciate it. I mean, you guys really, really appreciate that we got Jason coming in and working despite having to listen to my show for 3 hours a day. Yeah, he's a god. Let me tell you, he's a god. I don't know how he does it. Okay, so one thing that has been discussed since the advent of social media is how innocent are these flirtations online? So you post something, maybe you're in a bikini, and then somebody who you went to kindergarten with goes, man, you look good, you know, for 29. I go, yeah, I'm 29. You know, it's not me, because you won't see any bikini pictures with me. I did wear a bikini on my honeymoon. That was, I think, the last time I wore a bikini. because I didn't have to. I was married. You don't have to wear a bikini. Now I can do onesies. But, you know, you'll post something and then somebody will say, oh, man, you look good, you know, or you'll see them and you're like, dang, you look good. So you're right, man, you look pretty hot. All right. And sometimes it's milder than that. And spouses or partners of those online will take a look and go, you know, who's Dirk? He's Dirk. Who's Vigo? Who are these people? Who are you searching up? And online has given us that purgatory sort of, or that, what's the word do I want? Oh, I know what I want to call it. I know what I want to call it. Okay. You know how you're stuck in traffic like I was today and there's a left lane and that left lane is the turning lane and you could sometimes cheat a little bit and go in the turning lane, like if you pretend like you forget that there's supposed to be bars and then you can use that as a lane even though you're not supposed to because you have to turn one way or another. That's how I look at social media, the social media world, where you gotta be in your lane. You definitely can't be in the other lane, but every now and then you could stick your toe into that left lane, into that middle lane. And people have been using that as that little out they sometimes need when they're in a relationship that lets them still feel relevant, pertinent, pretty, handsome, wanted. Now, I've talked to you guys about this. If you're married, you don't need to feel that way. You got someone who loves you. You know, you got, you know, families, you got pets, you don't need that. But there are a lot of people that need that. They do. And I don't fault them for it. They need that confidence booster. You're like, oh, I still got it. And, you know, a lot of spouses will be like, why do you need to know that you still got it? Well, what if you leave me? If you leave me, am I going to find somebody? Huh? Well, if I feel a lot of my personality and a lot of my identity is, you know, might be a good-looking dude or, you know, might be a good-looking woman, whatever. And so people will use social media as confidence boosters, ego boosters. They might put something out there that they think is funny. And depending on how many likes they get, they're like, oh, good, people think I'm funny. Nobody likes it. They're like, oh, maybe you're not too funny. And they don't realize it could be shadow banned or it just doesn't come up on the feed. So what's been happening is those people that really don't want to cheat on their spouse, they'll never cheat on their spouse. They end up having sometimes little relationships online. I think it's dangerous. I've seen so many people fall for it. They start to nurture a relationship online, and then they get really attached to this person. This person laughs at everything they say. They like everything they post. They comment. And they almost end up having more conversations with that person online than they do their own spouse. Now, mind you, all right, I have been married 25 years. I drove through a parking lot. There were a couple men standing out there, you know, waiting for jobs or whatever, because some of the parking lots, there's guys waiting for jobs. Couple really young, good-looking guys look my way as I'm driving, because I was cutting through the parking lot because of traffic. And they look at me, and they smile, and they flirt. Okay, obviously, who knows? Maybe they wanted a job, whatever. But I'm like, dang, that felt good, and they were good-looking. I was like, hell yeah, I still got it. I love it when a cop pulls me over because I love flirting with cops. And if I feel like I could get out of that ticket, it's not even about the ticket. It's about can I flirt still to get out of the ticket. So I get it. I get you guys. I get it. But I just wouldn't necessarily start a relationship or find my backup or something like that online. Well, there's been a study, and a study is looking at if you do flirt with somebody online, how really innocent is it? So researchers from Reichman University reveal that online flirtations can make your current partner less appealing in the real world. Well, obviously, because, you know, if I look at Dirk, he's shirtless, six-pack, standing there, you know, tight abs, most likely, you know, you're going to be like, Dirk looks good. That doesn't necessarily mean it's not photoshopped, right? I mean, we all kind of, you know, play around with the lighting. And do you think I am going to upload an image of me, you know, picking my teeth like that. No, I'm going to upload an image of me poised and, you know, it, you act like, oh, man, yeah, I'm just cleaning my teeth. Yeah, please. So it's all manipulated. Professor Gurit Birnbaum led the study, and she wanted to focus on the behavior of suitors and to assess whether a suitor who is more active in expressing his interest in an individual who is already in a relationship is better able to penetrate the defense mechanisms, jeopardizing relationship quality and stability. The researchers carried out two studies in which romantically involved participants chatted online with an attractive person, which was a member of the research team. That's why I've never been asked to be a part of these teams. They do look for attractive you. Because I said, hey, if you guys name me a part of a research team, no, we kind of need somebody younger, more attractive. In the first study, the participants were asked to rate how attracted they were to their current partner following the chat with the stranger. They also took part in a task that examined their unconscious perceptions of their partner. The results of the first study revealed, according to Daily Mail, that participants who flirted with the researchers perceived their current partner in a more negative light, or both the conscious and unconscious level. In the second study, the participants were asked to write the first sexual fantasy that came to mind after the chat with the stranger. The fantasies were analyzed by independent judges who examined the level of desire expressed in them towards... I'll tell you what my sexual fantasy is. Oh, okay. So I was watching one of my sexual fantasies, and I don't understand why I have this one, but I was watching a MacGyver when I was younger, and MacGyver was stuck in this ice cave igloo, and I thought that it would be so awesome to be stuck with MacGyver in that ice igloo, and because there's nothing to do, and it's really cold, you have sex. So I imagine getting stuck in ice. Same thing with Lord of the Rings. Aragorn, right? It's snowy. And he's with all the dwarves and Frodo. And so one of my fantasies is they all, like, I don't know, go somewhere else, or I don't know, the orcs attack him, or they have to go run or whatever. And then Aragorn is all, like, stuck and he's trapped and it's in the snow and I'm like, oh, I'm cold too. So it's like, okay, well, let's go. So, I get the whole fantasy thing. I love fantasies. I got to tell you, I could write a whole screenplay on some of my fantasies, but I got to clean them up a little bit, you know, for PG-rated stuff. So anyway, the analysis revealed that when participants had a flirty chat with a stranger, they were more likely to fantasize about them than their current partner. The study comes after research found that the best tactics differ depending on your gender, with women wanting men to be funny and generous. Men prefer the opposite sex to appear sexually available and to laugh at their jokes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you if you ever want to kind of make it a certain, you know, distance with somebody, you got to laugh at their jokes. Women want to think that you're amused by them. Not so much. Women don't want to necessarily think that you think they're funny. Well, I do, because I like comedy. But the average woman, they just want to know you're listening. So if you're laughing at the right point, that means, wait a second, he's actually listening. Because women don't think men listen to us. We just don't. And then men, you know, they just want to know that in case their looks go, there's another aspect to them that you find endearing. That's why you laugh at their jokes. I've always laughed. Like Corey. When I met Corey, and well, I didn't meet him. I didn't date him initially. I knew him for years before we dated, because I was dating two of his friends at the time. Not at the same time, but different times. So by the time we started dating, everything he said, I was just laughing at. You know? Because I'm like, I got to make this work, man. This is my last chance at love. So, people, if you're online and you're flirting with somebody and you think it's all innocent, the second you notice you're starting to fantasize about them and their memes and their stories, that's bad. Stop it. All right? Because your spouse is with you and putting up with your ass. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former women's U.S. soccer player Hope Solo pled guilty to DWI on Monday and received a suspended sentence and a fine after she was arrested in North Carolina earlier this year. 40-year-old Solo was found at a shopping center parking lot, passed out behind the wheel of a vehicle with her 2-year-old twins inside. Solo received a suspended sentence of 24 months and an active sentence of 30 days that was credited to time served in a rehab facility. The Elk Fire near California's Yosemite National Park in the center of the state forced thousands more people to evacuate on Monday. Emmanuel Chavez is with Cal Fire.
The challenges out there are terrain, like you mentioned, but also weather, the wind, and the dryness of the vegetation.
The Elk Fire in Mariposa County, where a state of emergency has been declared, is now California's biggest fire this season. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperG.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperG.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are told that President Biden's COVID symptoms are almost completely gone. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We do not want anything to happen to President Joe Biden. One, he's our president. Two, we don't want Kamala Harris being our president. So I think we can all agree on all sides that we want a president healthy, strong. We want everybody healthy and strong. And I also want my computer muted. There we go. Okay. So, But there's been a lot of debate on if he did things right. Now, I think what his doctor did is fine, giving him the Paxlovid, which is the antiviral that the FDA emergency authorized to use for COVID. I think that was fine. But President Biden's team seems to really struggle. And I say this, you know, as a person who is in the media, in marketing background, PR background, and somebody who has some common sense. And so when the president of the United States gets COVID, and we're all praying that it gets better, there are opportunities for he to lead and opportunities for his administration to model what should be done with COVID. And this was a completely lost opportunity. We didn't see him bone up on vitamins. We didn't see him, you know, get his fluids. We didn't see him rest. We didn't see him social distance. And one picture that came from the POTUS Instagram site is him hanging out with the dog. Now, it was a very constructive picture. You see the president with COVID. So allegedly still having COVID, right? In a suit and tie with paper, maybe a book on his, which appears to be work related, like maybe a brief on his lap, a briefcase next to him, him on the phone, and there being a dog. And he's outside, and I get they wanted to show that the president was actively working. Now, if somebody is in a business suit, hey, this is, again, I don't like to nitpick because I'm not doing this to insult Biden. I'm doing this to kind of let his team know you're really messing up. If the president is all dressed up in a suit, okay, you wear a business suit because you're about to have a meeting or you're going to be seeing somebody and you want to be in professional dress. You don't necessarily have to be in a business suit to sit there on the phone. You know, it just looks a lot. And I get it. Well, maybe he was going to have a Zoom conference, so he needed to have his suit on and do a Zoom meeting and look like that. He's okay, that's fine. But they make it look like he's home resting, but he's all dressed up in a business suit. The other big mistake they made is they had the dog next to him, Commander. Now, Commander's a beautiful dog. I think it's a German Shepherd. Absolutely exquisite dog. Very cool dog to be able to hang out with the president. Most of us can't listen to him for more than 5 minutes. So, I mean, obviously the dog loves him. But you're not supposed to be by your pet during COVID. If you are, you know, telling everybody and instructing them to have the CDC guide us, the CDC from day one has vehemently opposed us being close to our pets if we have COVID. According to the CDC website, if you are sick with COVID, either suspected or confirmed by a test, you should avoid contact with your pets and other animals, just like you would with other people. Contact includes petting, snuggling, kissing, licking, sharing food, sleeping in the same bed. President Biden is supposed to be in isolation. He's been in isolation since 7/21, meaning he's going to get out of it probably by today, tonight. And he's hanging out with his dog, saying, took some calls this morning with man's best coworker. It's an adorable picture. The dog is adorable. It is relieving to know that the president is able to wear a suit, that the president is able to be up and about. He's not in bed. I get that. I get what they were doing. But, you know, it just seems to be that the administration keeps contradicting the CDC. So owners can transmit COVID to their dogs. So early on in the COVID pandemic, we at first didn't think we could make our dogs sick and our pets sick. Do you remember that? So I told you guys back in 2020 that the CDC said, look, we don't know necessarily if you're going to give your animal COVID, you know, because they didn't have time to test all the animals. They were barely trying to, you know, figure out how to deal with all the humans getting sick. They said, but it could Trojan in the virus to another family member. So if you're snuggling somebody sick and then the dog, because my dog will do that. My dog will go to kissies for everybody. They're like, daddy's not doing any more tummy rub. I'm not getting any more tickle tushy. I'll go to mommy. And the mom's like, I don't want to see. And I stick my face all over her. Well, if she was by Daddy, and Daddy had COVID, and now she runs over to me, and I stick my face in her face, and I rub my face into her fur that could have been touched by Daddy, I could get COVID. That was the original thinking, which is why they warned us. They go, don't be snuggling your animals. Then the research started to come out saying, look, you could actually give COVID to your pets. And I believe, I don't know if it was in China, I forget which city or province, but they were starting to kill the pets of those people who had COVID. It was horrible. Absolutely horrifying. Study led by the Translational Genomics Research TGen, which is an affiliate of City of Hope, published in One Health earlier, I think, or late last year, that an Arizona pet owner, cat, dog, all got the same strain of COVID, which was the B.1.5.7.5. B1575 is a variant of the Omicron. And so study authors said that among the enrolled pets, they identified the SARS-CoV-2 infected cat and dog from the same household. They suggest zoonotic transmission from human to at least one pet. Arizona's COVID-19 and pets program is doing an ongoing cross-sectional study looking at the spread of COVID. A pet owner and an unvaccinated, was an unvaccinated 28-year-old male, lived with his wife and young daughter. He had symptoms of difficulty breathing, muscle aches, brain fog, chest pain, tightness, didn't need hospitalization, recovered fully. But when authors tested his family and pets, they found a positive rectal swab in the cat and a positive nasal swab in the dog. Interestingly, the dog's nasal rectal swab was negative, and the cat's, the cat's nasal swab was negative, and the dog's rectal swab was negative. But when they tested the other parts, they were positive. So pets can get COVID. Another study published in Transboundary and Emergency Diseases documented a case where a dog and a cat from a Texas owner tested positive for the B117. This was the first documented case in companion animals. You know, I don't know. That's not Omicron. I forget which one that was. If that was the, I don't know if that was the beta one. The pets were from the same household. They were sampled 2 days after their owner tested positive for COVID. They suggest a reverse zoonotic transmission. Infected people to animals could occur more frequently than recognized. So anyway, going back to President Biden, Godspeed. Hope he's better. Hope he's back to work. And I am really, really glad that we are at the level we are now where somebody could get COVID and survive it. He has been double vaccinated, double boosted. He also has been taking Paxlovid. He also gets an amazing access to nutrition with his diet, being in the White House. But, you know, I don't think the team, I'm not even blaming Biden for this. It's just his press team or his marketing team or his PR team. They should at least know the CDC rules. And don't be having pictures of Biden and his dog next to him when for 2 years they've said to avoid our pets. You know? And like I said, use this as an opportunity to go, look, this is what he's eating. This is what he's doing. He's getting some sun. He's walking outside, you know, to still get his lungs going. This is him testing and this is what he's taking. You know, you could really model it and you have a 79-year-old man that's surviving COVID. You know, I think it's a lost opportunity. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys,
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the past few months, we've been speaking about how meat prices are going up. I think you guys are noticing that your chicken, your ground beef, your steak prices are going up. And there's been some debate on whether we are going to be facing more of a food shortage. And so a lot of you have been kind of talking to me about, you know, how do I feel about vegan? I got to tell you, my patients who are vegan are some of the healthiest, so I dig it. I love it. But I haven't really been able to comment much on how to approach a pediatric vegan diet. And so we have some help here because as we're coming into the school season, we really do need to prepare, you know, our children's food and their lunches and their diets that aren't always very meat dependent. So joining us next is Faith Robinson, Senior Strategist at People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, to kind of talk to us about, you know, what if your child wants to go vegan? So, Faith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so it's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now that are making people a little concerned about food security. And as, you know, meats, you know, are getting more and more expensive, I've been trying to urge people to, again, increase their vegetables, increase their fruits. So talk to us about vegan diets and then talk to us about vegan diets in children.
Right. Well, I myself have a 2-year-old and she's been vegan since birth. She is super healthy. We always get great remarks from her pediatrician at every checkup. So a vegan diet is really healthy at any age, but you can get all the nutrients you need on a balanced, healthy vegan diet. You get everything that you need without the cholesterol and all of those negative things. Like, you know, obviously we hear that processed meats have been linked to causing cancer. You can get all of your healthy vegan food, meet all your nutritional needs on a vegan diet.
And you bring up a good point. I'm writing a piece on fake food, ultra-processed food, and a lot of foods are processed. A lot of, you know, meats have fillers, preservatives in them, you know, and I'm writing it about how you can, you know, find minimal process or more healthy, more pure, real foods. And a lot of them aren't. Your fruits, your vegetables, your grains, your nuts, your legumes. And so, you know, as we also need to not only, you know, are concerned about possible food shortages or prices of things, also just the freshness and the nutritious aspect of food.
Absolutely. And you can meet all of those nutritional needs on a healthy vegan diet. And that what we're talking about is the World Health Organization was the one that reported that eating processed meat like bacon and hot dogs causes cancer.
So, you know, there was a recent headline of a woman who sadly did not follow the diet properly. Her child died, was malnourished. So obviously that makes a lot of parents a little nervous when they hear these cases of these pseudo-vegans feeling they're doing a vegan diet but actually not feeding their kids what they need. There are essential fatty acids, essential amino acids. Talk to us about if a family is going to go vegan, what they need to make sure they include in their diet.
Well, first off, a question that we get asked a lot about is about protein. If a vegan eats a reasonably varied diet and consumes a sufficient amount of calories, they'll undoubtedly get enough protein. Virtually all vegan foods contain some protein, but if you're looking for healthy foods with higher protein counts, you can eat some of the things that you already mentioned, tofu, legumes, nuts, seeds. Those are all great options that are very high in protein that can meet those needs. But, you know, eating a lot of different fruits and vegetables in your diet can make sure that you get the fiber that you need, that many people who eat a lot of meat aren't getting enough fiber in their diet, things like that. Definitely, we try to incorporate a lot of different types of leafy green vegetables, root vegetables, things like that in our diet at home, just to make sure that our toddler gets everything that she needs nutritionally.
And it's a good point. You know, some people on a very more high meat-based diet is actually getting less nourishment because they are missing out on a lot of other nutrition. Melissa has a question. She's texting in going, if you do want to raise a child as a vegan, how does breast milk qualify? Or do you have to do anything different if you're breastfeeding? Because, you know, milk is milk.
Right. Human milk is made for human babies, so that's absolutely vegan. I'm still breastfeeding my daughter. She's almost two now, and that's been a great benefit to her health and our, you know, relationship. It's great to be able to offer that to her. But also, there are some great vegan milk options for toddlers and, you know, older kids. Soy and pea protein-based milks are nutritionally far healthier for growing vegan kids. Actually, the former director of pediatrics at Johns Hopkins University was even quoted saying that there's no reason to drink cow's milk at any time in your life. It was designed for cows. It's not designed for humans, and we should all stop drinking it today.
No, it's interesting. One of my physician friends, he gave his kids goat milk. I don't know how, where he found it, you know, because all you know, he found a special store, and he found that they digested the goat milk much more easily than the cow milk. And it is something that I think needs to be very extensively researched on if our cow milk dependency is what could be increasing our obesity, our diabetes risk, you know, a lot of issues kids are having, because we do have a very predominance, you know, cow milk in our diet. So it's an interesting topic.
So, and it's also interesting to think that, you know, we're the only species that drinks milk of another species. Cows produce milk just like us humans do for their babies. So they have to be impregnated and then give birth and have their babies taken away for us to be able to take the milk from them.
I know, and it's rough. It's rough. So I, you know, school's coming, and I you know, I'm with a disclaimer here. Love kicking the kids out of the house to go to school. Get out. Give mommy some break. However, lunches. There's, you know, we always kind of struggle with what's the healthiest thing to do. What are you suggesting for lunches for kids?
Well, if you're looking to pack some vegan lunches for your kids going back to school this year, you can look for some, like, traditional options. You may have grown up eating tossing a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Peanut butter is a great source of protein, and you put it on whole grain bread. That's a great option. Or grab some tofurkey deli slices and some vegan cheese for sandwiches or crackers to go along with those fruits and veggies that you're probably already packing. Or, you know, if you're looking for some whole food options, try vegetable fried rice or egg salad made from chickpeas or tofu. The possibilities are really endless.
And if I could ask you a final question in the last minute, how, when they do make vegan burgers and vegan little chicken nuggets, how much of it is natural? How much of it is processed? How do you feel about those foods?
Oh, you can make some of your own nuggets and things at home with tofu. We've done that, and our toddler really enjoys it. You can find some of those frozen vegan nuggets or, you know, vegan burgers at your grocery store. Often those will be, like, soy or pea protein-based, but mm-hmm. you're still not getting any of that cholesterol that you're getting from mm-hmm. chicken nuggets or beef burgers. So they are better nutritionally, but there's lots of different things that you could do if you don't want to do more processed foods. You know, make some on your own. Make some out of tofu. They're really delicious, and you'll be mm-hmm. surprised at just how many options you have from a vegan diet.
That's fascinating. All right. How can my listeners find out more information?
You can find more info, recipes, and all sorts of resources on feeding vegan kids at PETAKids.com.
PETAKids.com. Well, bless you and all the great work, and thank you and your team. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks so much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.